Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Kuf Beis. We left off on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. We are on the second to last skinny line on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. V'halan Lifnei Zrika. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Leah Shalom, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank him for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So what we're going to talk about today is we were discussing a little bit yesterday about Kol HaOmed Le is Kis. So we're going to question the understanding of Rabbi Shimon that anything that you could have been poda is considered as if you were poda it, and therefore it had a shas kosher, it had a time that you could have eaten it, and therefore that's enough to make a tummy b'tumas ochlin. So we're going to question whether that is in fact the case. Then the Gemara is going to explain a different interpretation of Rabbi Shimon, why Rabbi Shimon might hold kol ha'omed liftos is yes considered to be as if it was already nifta, and therefore had a shasa kosher and is mitami to musochlin, but yet might not say the same thing about kolomid lizrok, that when something was ratwi for zrikas adam, maybe we will not consider it as if you already did a zrikas adam and therefore were matir the carbon ba'achila, and therefore it's subject to tumas ochlin. So we're going to try that, and then we're going to question that chilik. So all of Amar Aleph is trying to understand this shita of Rabbi Shimon. Then before the Mishnah on Beis, we're going to question why things that are omid li saref can ever have tumas ochlin. I mean, if you're really old, kol omid li is ke. So anything that's omid li saref, anything like the nosar paraduma, where the halacha is that you have to burn it, so it should never have tumas ochlin, because we should consider it like afra bialma, and we should consider it as if it's already saruf, and therefore it's ash, and it shouldn't have tumas ochlin. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about multiple cases of a person bringing a karba mincha differently than he committed to do it, either in a different kli or a different number of kelim. When is he yotzei? When is he not yotzei? So that's going to be the end of the daf. So let's begin again on the second to last skinny line on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. So we're asking, how can Rabbi Shimon hold that any karban that is ra'oi for pidyon, we view it as if you already were poda it, and therefore it had a shasa kosher, and therefore it's subject to tumas ochlin. V'halan lefnei zrika, if a karban had a psulina, became nosar, before you ever did the zrika sadam, de mitzvah lemizrake, so before that nighttime started, you had a mitzvah to be zorek the dam. V'ibayizar, and you had the option to be Zorek the Dam. So it was Omed li Zorek, and therefore I should say that it's Ki'ilu you already were Zorek the Dam, and therefore that carbon became Mutar Ba'achila, and therefore it should be that it's Tami Tumas Ochlin. V'katani, but the Braisa that we quoted earlier said that Rabbi Shimon holds De'in Mitami Tumas Ochlin, that if it was Lan Lefnei Zrika, it's not subject to Tumas Ochlin. So apparently, even a carbon that you were supposed to be Zorek, and it was a mitzvah to be Zorek, and you were able to be Zorek, we do not consider it to be Ochel on account of what could have been. So how can you say that Rabbi Shimon holds that a Parah Aduma is called Ochel even after you shecht it, because if you're going to matzah acheris na'emena, you could be poda it. Bottom line is, I haven't been poda it. So answer the Gemara, hacha mayaskinan shalo haisa shuhus b'yom lemizrukei. No, the case in the Braisa where a korban is Lun lefnei zrika, where we said it's not mitami tumas ochlin, is only if you could not have been zorik it. That the case was that the shechita was done so late in the day that there wasn't time for zrika. But enochinami, had there been time for zrika, Rabbi Shimon would say kol omid le is ke. It's as if you did the zrika, as if it became roi la'achila, and it actually would have tumas ochlin. So says the Gemara. Really, according to this, then we could be medayim that the din of this brisa that it doesn't have tumas ochlin is only if there was no time to do the zrika. Aval ha'isalo shohus payom. But had you shechted it with enough time to do the zrika, my, what would the din be? Mitami tumas ochlin. Then we would say, yeah, it's mitami tumas ochlin. But if that's true, adetani, when the brisa wants to make a chilik between no sir, which is not mitami tumas ochlin, and no sir, which is yes mitami tumas ochlin, and the brisa's whole chilik was was it lun lefnei zrika or lun liachar zrika? Lun liachar zrika matami to mesochlin. Why would you start bringing up a case of lun liachar zrika, that's the case where it's matami to mesochlin, where you already did the zrika and already became kosher la'achila, and then it had a psulina? Why go that far? Liflog bidida. Tell me a bigger chiddush. Tell me that even if you never did the zrika, it could still become tami to mesochlin. They say as follows. When do we say that it cannot become tami to mesochlin? That's only if you never even could have done the zrika. You didn't even leave yourself enough time to do the zrika. So it was never omid li, it's never kit, and therefore it's not, it doesn't have a din of ochlin. But tell me this great chiddush, that had you done the shechita early enough in the day, that it was omid li zrika, that you could have done the zrika even though you never did it. That metami to mesochlin, that in such a case it would be tami to mesochlin, because you could have done the zrika, and that's enough to consider it to have had a shasa kosher. And then obviously I would know that if you actually did the zrika, that it's where it actually had a shasa kosher, that it's going to be tame tumas tumas ochlin, right? That obviously would work from the fact that the Tana doesn't make that chilik, but instead makes the chilik of lun kodem zrika and lun liachar zrika. It must be that this chilik that we're suggesting is not correct, that there is no difference between the having time liachar shchita to do the zrika and not having time liachar shchita to do the zrika, because omid the zrika is irrelevant. You see, omid the zrika doesn't matter. We do not say that something that's omid the zrika is as if it's already zaruk, and therefore the kasha comes back from the case of lun kodem zrika, where it was ro'i to be zaruk the dam, and nevertheless the carbon is not matami to mesochlin. So says Gemara, you know what? If you could have been matu the carbon, it's as if it had a shasa kosher, and it is mitami to mesochlin. Why didn't the Tana say this chilik? Why does the Tana only come up with the chilik of lan lefnei zrika and lan liachar zrika? The fact that he wants to say the chilik that it says is hachinami ka'amar. It's exactly what he meant to say is that lan kodem sheyira el zrika ena mitami to mesochlin. When the Tana says that lan kodem zrika is not mitami to mesochlin, he meant lan kodem sheyira el zrika, that if it never even could have been nizrak, that's when it's not matami to mesochlin. La'achar sheyira el zrika matami to mesochlin. The Tana didn't mean to say that if the lina happened after you already did the zrika, only then it's matami to mesochlin. You don't even need that. If you just had the lina after it could have had a zrika, that's enough to be matami to mesochlin. And we got Rabbi Shimon exactly correct that just like by the Parah Aduma, the fact that it's omid li pados, that you could be poded if it's matzah acheres na'emena, means that's as if you were poded it, and that's enough to make an ochel. So too, when it comes to something that was ro'i lizrika, or carbon that was ro'i lizrika, it's ochel. The fact that you could have done the zrika is enough to make an ochel. So ask the Gemara, v'pigel bein b'kachem kachem, bein b'kachem kachem, bein b'kachem kalim, mitzvah l'mizrukei. But wait a second, if you were mefagel a carbon, whether it was kachem kachem or kachem kalim, there's a mitzvah to be zorik the dam properly without having a machsheves pigel, without having the wrong machshava, and there was a mitzvah to be matadak karban la'achila, and not only was it a mitzvah to do, vi'ibai zarek, and you were empowered to do it, you could have done everything right, you could have done the zrika without having a machsheves pigel, so it was omeid li zarek, right, v'katani deinu matami to mesochlin. But we said that a karban that's pigel is not tami to mesochlin, because it's not ro'i la'achila. Well, wait a second, if you don't need it to have actually been ro'i la'achila, you only needed it to have been omeid to be ro'i la'achila, so why don't we say that it was omeid lizarek? After all, my love to pigel bezrika, aren't we talking about a case where you did a proper shechita, it was omeid lizarek, and then you messed up at the zrika, you had a machsheves pigel and you ruined it. So shouldn't we say that that is tamei tumas ochlin because it was omeid lizarek? So says Gemara, you're right, in a chinami, that would be tamei tumas ochlin. But the case is lo de pigel b'shchita. The case where we say that pigel bein b'kachem kachem bein b'kachem kalim, that the brisa says that it's not considered to be ochel, it's not considered to be mutar b'achila, is if your machshavas pigel was back at the shchita, so it was never even omid lizrika. You never got that far. That so it was never roi l'achila prior to the Shechita, it wasn't Roi L'Achila. By the time you did the Shechita, you already ruined it. So there's nothing about it that made it Roi L'Achila. So ask the Gemara, according to this, we could be Medayik, that this din of the Braisa is only if you were Mefagel B'Shas Shechita. Aval Pigel B'Zrika Ma'ai. But what would the din be if you did the Shechita properly? And it was Omeid L'Zarek. It was Mitzvah L'Zarek. You could have done the Zrika. You should have done the Zrika. It was all made for the Zrika. What would the din be? That Hachinami did Metamit Masochlin. Then it would Taka be Tamit Masochlin. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, we're saying that's enough. The fact that you could have, that it was Omeid, that makes it as if it happened and as if it was actually Ochel. Well, if that's the case, Adetani Pigal B'Mincha Tamit Masochlin. Instead, when the Braisa wanted to come up with a case of having a Machsheves Pigal, where it's still going to be considered an Ochel, where it had a Shasa Kosher, the Braisa Mimercha Tami Lachma comes and brings a case of a Korban Mincha. It didn't need to do that. It could have made a Chilik within the world of Zevach. Liflog Bedida, it should have been Mechalik within the world of Zevach and said, Bamed Var Mamurim, when do I say that if you're Mefagel Zevach, that it's not an Ochel, that it's not Tami to Mesochlin? That's the Pigal B'Shchita. That's if Machsheves Pigal was at the very beginning, at the Shchita, where it never would have, it never had a moment of being Roy L'Achila. Aval Pigal B'Zrika, Mitamit Mesochlin, it should have said, but if you're Mefagel a little bit later, you do a proper Shchita, and you're only Mefagel at the Zrika, then it is Mitamit Mesochlin. Why would that be Mitamit Mesochlin? Because at some point, it was never actually Roy L'Achila, it was never actually an Ochel, but at some point, it was Roy L'Zrika, and Kolome L'Zarek is Kizaruk Dami, and that would have made it Roy L'Achila, so that's enough to be Mitamit Tumas Ochlin. So why don't we come up, why don't we say that chilik, if that chilik is in fact true? So the Gemara responds that, yeah, if there would have been an ability to be matir the korban, then we're correct in our assumption that that's considered a shas hakosher, even though we never actually were matir the korban, and that would be enough to be metame tumas ochlin. The pigle of the zevach in the braisa is a case where you're mefagel b'shchita, and therefore you never had the ability to be machshir the korban. It was too late by the time you had any dam to be zorek. The whole thing was, why didn't the Tana say that chilik? Why did the Tana instead make a chilik between a zevach and a mincha? Pigal b'mincha tzrichle. The Tana wanted to dafka tell me about a case that pigal b'mincha is still metame to mesochlin. The afgav the pigal b'kmitza to come as mincha keshchita dami. Because the chiddush is, if you're mefagel by a korban mincha, even at the earliest stage, even at the kmitza, where the kmitza is the parallel of a mincha, it's a parallel to shchita and a zevach. So even if you're mefagel at the time of the kmitza, afiluach metame to mesochlin, it's still going to be metame to mesochlin. Unlike a zevach, where if you're mefagel at the shas shchita, it's not metame to mesochlin. Why? What's the difference? Well, very simply, hol vahisalo shasa kosher meikaro. What was the mincha before you did the kmitza? Before you ever put it in a kli sharis? Before you ever did anything? It was flour. It was kosher food. So anything that was kosher food, it was ochel. So it actually was ochel. It was actually mutu la'achila. So that's why, if you're mefagel mincha, it's metami to mesochlin, because it had a din of ochel at some point. Whereas a zevach, before you did the shechita, it was a live animal. It was not ochel. So it never had a point where it was even omeid to be ochel, because by the time you shechted it, you had your machsheves pigel. So it was never omeid. It was never omeid lizarek. It never even got that far to be omeid lizarek. That seems to be the difference. Now the Tosus raises the question: why does the Tana say that why does the Tana hold that the fact that din kmitza is not like din shchita? Why is that a chiddush? Meaning, isn't that obvious? Meaning, mincha is should at least be like basa b'chalav, right? Where Rabbi Shimon said beferish that basa b'chalav had a shasa kosher because it was first basar and chalav separately. So isn't it obvious that they're the same thing? So that's a good kasha. What the chiddush? Meaning, once you see the chiluk, it's such an obvious chiluk. Why does the Tana think that it's such a chiddush to be mechalik between a zevach and a mincha? Amar Rav Ashi, Amrisa l'shmaita kamed Rav Nachman. We said this explanation of Rabbi Shimon in front of Rav Nachman, and we answered all the kashas from the Braisa about Parah Aduma using this chilik. Again, the basic idea that anything that's omeid liftos is kepadui dami, and therefore it's considered to be as if it's a ochel, as if it had a shasa kosher, and therefore it's metame to masochlin. So afilu tema, that even if you're going to say say that lan kodem zrika means lan mamish, meaning meaning when we said this in front of Rav Nachman, we gave a different explanation of Rabbi Shimon and said perhaps that afilu tema lan mamish. Even if you could say that when the Brisa says lan kodem zrika, it means that the zevach had a lina before you actually did the zrika, but you had time to do the zrika. Meaning the Brisa might have even been talking about a case where there was plenty of time. You did the shechita early in the day. There was plenty of time to do the zrika, and still, it's not going to be considered ochel. It's not afilu tema. And you could even say that when we said pigel bein mekachim kachim bein mekachim kalim, it's not metami to mesochlin. It's the pigel bezrika. It could even be talking about a case where you did the proper shechita and it was omei lizarek, and you only had a machsheves pigel at the zrika, and still we're not going to consider it an ochel. You know why? The ibayi parik amrinan. Ibayi have a zarek lo amrinan. Because when it comes to the para aduma, the reason we consider it an ochel is because you could have been poda it. That we're willing to say it's kola omid le is ke, that it's kola omid le pidyon is ki ilu you are poda it. Because what's that already? What's pidyon? Pidyon is not a maisa. It's a statement that this should be chal and that money and this shouldn't be kodesh anymore. It's not something that you have to actually do. But by zarek lo aminan, the fact that something was omid lizarek, the fact that you already shechted the carbon, you could have done a zrika to be matir b'achila. We don't say that's kizaruk dami. We're not going to say it's as if you did the zrika and you're already matir b'achila, and that's already too much. That's considered a real maisa mamish. So calls man that you were not zarek, it's muchlus or maisa. That didn't happen yet. So meisve, they ask the fact that you could have been zarek the dam, is that really not considered a shasa kosher? But I'll ask you from the following Mishnah. There's a Mishnah Maseches Me'ilah, Klalom Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua gave a Klalom Hilchos Me'ilah. Kol Shahis Lo Shaset to the Kohanim, anything that the Kohanim could have ever eaten, Ein Molin Bo, is no longer going to be subject to Me'ilah, even though right now the Kohanim are not allowed to eat it, because once upon a time it had a Shaseter, and therefore it's no longer considered Kachay Hashem. So once it's out of the category of Kachay Hashem, it can't jump back into that category. But any behema that was never mutter for Kohanim, so Malinba will still be subject to Mi'ila, Vezu Shaset to the Kohanim. What's a behema that's considered to have had a Shaset to the Kohanim where we're going to say, that's it, it's no longer subject to Mi'ila? Shalana Vishanitmes Vishayatza. A behema that had Lina, meaning past the Zman that you were allowed to eat it, or it became Tame, or is Yotzi Chutzimakoma. Vezu Shalohai Solo Shaset to the Kohanim. And what would be an example of a behema that never was Mutter for Kohanim and therefore is still subject to Mi'ila? Shanishcha to Chutzimana. If you had a Shechita with the machshava of chutzimana that you're mefagalit v'chutzimakoma, or you passed it with the shechita of machshava chutzimakoma v'shekiblu psulin v'zarku es dama, or a case where psulin were makabel or zorek the dam. In all those cases, the basar never became mutar b'achila at the shazrika because it was already possible as a result of the machshavas pigul or psul or the maisa of psulim prior to that. But katani b'yareisha. But the point that we're trying to draw out of this mishnah is that when Rabbi Yeshua starts, when the Mishnah started explaining Rabbi Yeshua's klal over here, that a behema that had a shasa kosher is not going to be subject to Mi'ila, what did it say? Shalana v'shenitmeis v'sheyatza. What does lana mean? My love, lana mamish, doesn't that just mean that the basar and the dam was left over prior to doing the Zrika Sadam, Vahacha di Ibai Havazaraku. Now, in this case, where you didn't actually Zorik the Dam, if you wanted, you could have been Zorik the Dam, Vikatani Dein Ma'olin. And we say that the behemoth is not subject to Mi'ila. Why not? Why is it not subject to Mi'ila? It must be because the Heter Zrika is considered to have been a Shasa Kosher, meaning the fact that you could have done the Zrika is considered as if you did do the Zrika, and therefore it became Matala Kohanim, and Mimela. It's considered to be something that had a shas heter le kohanim. So don't you see that not only do we say kol omid liftos is kapadu dami, but we say kol omid lizarek is kazaruk dami against Rav Nachman and Rav Ashi. Again, Rav Nachman and Rav Ashi wanted to make a chilek. They wanted to say by the para aduma, we're going to say the fact that you could have been poded is as if you were poded, and therefore it's tami to mesochlin, because pidyon is nothing. It's not a mice. It wasn't missing much. But when it comes to zrikas adam, the fact fact that you could have done Zrika Saddam doesn't make it as if it was already Nizrak, because that's a real Maisa. But over here by Mi'ila, apparently we're saying, the fact, Lana means that it had a Shasa Kosher. What was the Shasa Kosher for Kohanim? That prior to staying overnight, you could have done a Zrika. So apparently even by Zrika, we say could have. So it says more low. The head of Zrika is not considered a Shasa Kosher. The fact that you could have done a Zrika doesn't make it a Shasa Kosher. When it said Shalona v'shenitmes v'shiyatza, it doesn't mean that it was Lon and the Behema was Nifsal prior to having done the Zrika. It means it was Ru'i Latzeis. It was Ru'i to become possible of the Psul Yotze, or Ru'i to become possible of the Psul Tuma, or Ru'i to become possible with the Psul Lina. Meaning the Behema became possible with one of these Psulim at a time that it was Ru'i to become possible with one of these Psulim, and it only had that Psul, meaning it was after the Zrika Saddam. The case was that you already did the Zrika Saddam. So yeah, in the case where you already did the Zrika Saddam, it actually had a Shas HaKosher, and that's why it's not subject to Mi'ila anymore. So ask the Gemara, according to that the din of the Mishnah is only talking about where the Lina happened after the Zrika Saddam. Avalina Mamish makes it sound like if the Basar and the Dam were Lun prior to the Zrika Saddam, what would the din of the carbon be? That Hachanami D'mol, and it sounds like then you're telling me it would still be subject to Mi'ila because it never had a Shas HaKosher. Well, this din in the Mishnah of Kol Shalo Shas Heter LeKohanim VeKol Shalo Haysalo Shas Heter LeKohanim. Why is it written in past tense that Haysalo Lo Haysalo Shas Heter LeKohanim? Sounds like that it had a Shas Heter and the Davra Matir didn't happen. But if you're telling me that it means that the Davra Matir happened, Kol sheyesh lo shaset to the kohanim ein malim bava. Kol sheein lo shaset to the kohanim malim bami bayle. It should have phrased it differently. It should have said that look, if I did the zrika, then it had a shaset to the kohanim, and therefore it's going to. It's not going to be subject to Mila. If I didn't do the Zrika, then it didn't have a Shaset to the Kohanim. But by virtue of the fact that it describes it in past tense, makes it sound like there was once potential for. Not that I actually did it or didn't do it, but once potential for is good enough. And therefore the Kasha on Rav Ashi and Rav Nachman returns, that the Mishnah says that even when it comes to Zrika, we say that something that was Ro'i Lizrok is Kizaruk Dami. That even though Zrika is a Maisa, that which is Ro'i for Zrika is Kizaruk. Ella Amravashi. So Ravashi says, Mi'ila, Tumakaramis. Wait, you're asking a question about whether Mi'ila is considered to have had a Shasa Kosher versus the Dinim of Tumah, Tumas Ochlin. They're two totally separate areas of Halacha that cannot be compared to one another. Mi'ila Mishum Kedusha Velav Kedushihi. The Din of Mi'ila is totally in the Kedusha of the Behema. That when the Behema has Kedusha, it's subject to Mi'ila. When it doesn't have Kedusha, then it's not subject to Mi'ila. L'basa Tepakala Kedusha. Say after the Kedusha leaves the Behema, because why would the Kedusha have left? Because it's Ratwi to be Zorik the Dam, and Kalome Lizrok is Kazaruk Dami. You have the ability to be Zorik and make it Mutar Achila, but my Hadra Rachvila. How are you going to bring that Kedusha back to bring back the Din of Me'ila? That's why the fact that you could have done Zrika is enough in the world of Me'ila. Yeah, in the world of Me'ila, the fact that you could have done a Zrika and be Mutar Achila shows you that the Kedusha is not there anymore, because otherwise I wouldn't be empowered to do the Zrika. But the din of Tumas Ochlin is tali is whether this behemah is called an ochel or not. It has nothing to do with the kedusha of the animal. So when the behemah becomes mutar b'achila, it has dinim of Tumas Ochlin. But so long as it never became mutar b'achila, it does not have a din of Tumas Ochlin. So kol hecha di bayi zarek matzi zarek lei. Any case where if the kohen wanted to do the zrika, he could have been zarek and the carbon had not become pasul. So mashvilei ochla, then we consider it to be an ochel. And it's tami to mesochlin, but hecha di bay zarek lo matzi zarek. But in a case where even if the kohen wanted to be zarek the dam, he cannot be zarek the dam because it already became possible lina. So in such a case, the fact that there was a heter zrika once upon a time lo mashvilei uchla, that's not going to turn it into an ochel, because right now you cannot be matirid al yidei zrika, so it's not called an ochel. So lo matami to mesochlin, therefore it's not matame to mesochlin. So meisvei they ask weiter on Rav Ashi and Rav Nachman. Nachman, Hamevi Ashram Talui. If a person brings an Ashram Talui, Ashram Talui is if you don't know if you did an Avera for which you're Chayev Echatos. Chaticha Mishtei Chatichos. You know that one of these Chatichos was Chaylev, but you don't know which one was Chaylev, and you ate one of them. So one was Chaylev, one was kosher, you had a delicious lunch, and you know it was delicious, but you don't know whether it was the Chaylev or whether it was Nachas. So now you bring an Ashram Talui to cover you until you figure it out. So let's say a person brings an Ashram Talui, and then he receives the good news that the one that he ate was not the chaylev, that he ate the perfectly kosher meal. So imad shelo nishchat nodelo, if he discovers this before he ever shechts his Ashram Talui, so yetzei v'yira be'eder, that animal that he had designated for the Ashram Talui is chulin. It just goes back with all the other animals. Divrei Rabbi Meir, because it's unnecessary. The whole thing was a mistake. So he didn't need it. So v'chamor melacham say, no, it's not chulin. Yira achi yistai, if you let it graze until it develops a mum, and then it's going to be possible from bringing it on the mizbeach, v'yimacher, so you sell it, because it has a mum, so you can't bring it, so you sell it for chulin, v'yipludam of the nadava, and you use the money for olas nadava. Because whenever you're mafresh behema for an Ashram Talui, you're so afraid of your safek chet that you maktish the korban with complete commitment to be maktish it. So the Kedusha doesn't just go away when you discover that you didn't do the Avera. So that's why you have to do like this. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Yikrav She'im Eino Ba'al Chetzeh, Harei Ba'al Chetacher. Rabbi Lazar says, no, you don't have to let it develop a mum be poded. Just bring it. Bring it as a carbon. But you didn't do the Avera? This time you did an Avera. You didn't do this Avera this time. But there are other things. Nobody's perfect. So it will be good. It will be good for something else. Misha Nishchat No De Lo, but let's say you discover after you already shechted your Ashram Talui, and you discover that you didn't do an Avera, Hadam Yishafech, V'Abasar Yisarev. So spill out the dam on the ground, and burn the basar, not on the Mizbeach, because you were not Chayev a Karban, and it's a Behemah Skulin that you shechted Ba'azara, so the halacha is it has to be destroyed, it has to be burnt, it's a Chulin Ba'azara. Nizrak Hadam, let's say, not only did you shecht it, but you already were Zorik the dam, and then you discover after being Zorik the dam, that you hadn't done the Avera, so then you eat the meat, you do not burn it, even though it turns out you were not chayev this carbon, because the whole chayev of the carbon was only al asafek. So at the time that you did the Zrika Saddam, that basar became mutar b'achila, and at that time the safek was still existing, the safek was still there, so therefore that Zrika was a valid Zrika, so now the basar is not going to become asar after it had already become mutar. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu hadam the coast. And Rabbi Yossi says, even if the dam is in the coast and you were never actually Zorek, you can be Zorek the dam, v'abasar yachal, and you can eat the basar. V'yamar Rava, Rabbi Yossi, b'shitas Rabbi Shimon Amar. And Rava says, Rabbi Yossi, who holds that even if you discover that you didn't do the Avera before you did the Zrika, when the dam is in the coast, that you're allowed to be Zorek that dam and proceed with this carbon as normal, that's going like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. To Amar, because Rabbi Shimon holds, call Omid Lizarik Kazarik Dami. Rabbi Shimon holds anything that's Omid Lizarik is as if you already did the Zrika. Any carbon that was already shechted, you already were Makabal the Dam in the Kli. All you need to do is the Zrika. It's as if you already did the Zrika and could become possible Psuli Kachi Kachim. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds that if the Dam is already in the Kli, it's as if you already did the Zrika. And the idea that you have, that you now, that you discover that you didn't do the Avera after the Kabbalah Saddam, is the same as receiving that information after the Zrika Saddam. Just like if you receive that information after you're already Zorik the Dam, you're allowed to eat the Basar. So too, if you receive that information when you're about to be Zorik the Dam, when it's in the Kli, you could be Zorik, you could proceed with the Karban. But what do you see? That according to Rava, in his explanation of Shittas Rabbi Yossi, it's against Rav Nachman and Rav Ashi. Because Rav Nachman and Rav Ashi said that Rabbi Shimon only holds with regard to Mi'ila, the fact that something was Mutar Ba'na, it's considered Mutar, even after Lechor was Nesar again. Whereas Legabi Zrika, if it became Pasul, the Dam became Pasul from Zrika, the fact that it was Nitan Lizrok, we don't say Kolomi Lizrok Kazarok Dami. Meaning the way Rav Nachman Rav Ashi explained it is, we say Kolomi Liftos Kepadri Dami, we do not say Kolomi Lizrok Kazarok Dami. Mi'ila is an exception. But when we're not in the world of Mi'ila, we're in the world of Hechsher of a Karbon and not Hechsher kosher of a carbon, we do not say kolomi the zrukas kazaruk dami. So it says Mar Midu Itaima. Wait, do you think the basis of Rabbi Yossi was like Rava said, that it's about kolomi the zrukas kazaruk dami? No. You're misunderstanding. It has nothing to do with kolomi the zrukas kazaruk dami. Amri b'mar Rava mishmed Rabbi Yossi b'chanina. They taught in Eretz Yisrael in the name of Rabbi Yossi b'chanina. Hainu Itaima Rabbi Yossi. The reason Rabbi Yossi holds that you're allowed to be zorik the dam even when you receive the information that you did not do the avera while the dam is still bekos before you ever were zorik it, it's a technical din in karbanos that kelim that are meant to for avodas karbanos like the kli that's holding the dam right now are mekadesh kachim that became possible with this asham to be machshir to be makrevit lechatchila on the mizbeach. So Rabbi Shimon holds that a dam that became nifsal mili zorik, the fact that you can be zorik it, prior to it becoming possible, is not kamisha zorik dami. Over here, it's not about that. It's about the fact that it was ready kadosh b'kli, and the fact that it's ready kadosh b'kli means you're allowed to proceed with the karban. So now the Gemara discusses. Let's continue in discussing shitas Rabbi Shimon. Amalei Rav Asher Rav Kahana midam Rabbi Shimon kolam mili zorik zorik dami. If you go back to the original explanation of Rabbi Shimon, Rava's explanation that anything that's only the Zarek is Kazarek Dami, so then you would likewise probably say, meaning we had two explanations of Rabbi Shimon. One is that Kolam Ilizrok is Kazarek Dami. The other is, no. Kolam Iliftos is Kapadri Dami, but not Kolam Ilizrok is Kazarek Dami, except for by Mi'ila. So if you assume like the first explanation of Rabbi Shimon, that anything that's only Li is Kin, therefore it's already had a Shasa Kosher, and it's already an Ochel, and all that, well, you would likewise probably have to assume kolam ilisrof dami kasarof dami, that anything that's supposed to be burnt is as if it's already burnt. Well, in that case, nosar upara amai matami to masochlin. Why are nosar and para aduma ever matami to masochlin? After all, afra bialman inhu, they're omid lisaref, and therefore they should be considered like dirt. So amalei, so Rav Kahana responded to Rav Ashi, yeah, meikra din, you're right, nosar and para aduma are like afar, but chibas hakodesh machsharta. The fact that you have a great connection to Kodesh, that's machshavit, and makdash is if it's ochel that was hukshal kabbalas tuma. So even though it's not ochel and it's not hukshal kabbalas tuma, chibas hakodesh elevates it, and that's why it has the status of tumas ochlin. So in ochinami, kolomi lizrov is ksarv dami, and it's dirt, it's ash, but because it's Kodesh and you love it so much, we treat it like ochel. So amalei ravina l'ravashi nihid emhani l'chibas kodesh l'vsuli d'gufei. I understand that Chibas HaKodesh works to take kachim that should be burnt and treat it like ochel as far as it being mekabel tuma, to pasul it ba'achila. But l'kri taminami l'minim ve'rishon v'sheni, but to call it tameh in to the extent that it's going to be metameh a rishon and a sheni, Chibas HaKodesh works even to consider it to be tameh that you're able to that if something another ochel touches it, that ochel is now going to become a sheni l'tumah, and if it's true that it works even to do that, well then tivshot to buy Reish Lakish, we should be able to answer the old question that Reish Lakish asked, where he said that sarid shel menachos, if you have the dry part of a korban mincha, let's say you have the part of a korban mincha that never got wet with the oil because you didn't do a proper belila where all of the korban mincha got wet with the oil, so there's still dry flour in there, and if there was dry flour, it never became hukshar l'kabal stumah. It's only chibas hakodesh that was machshir l'kabal stumah. It never became Mukshal Kabbalah's Tumah by touching one of the Zayin Mashkim. So, Monon Barishon V'Sheni, or Ain Monon Barishon V'Sheni. When something's only Tameh on account of Chibas HaKodesh, do we start counting Rishon V'Sheni? Do we have all of those dinim? So, we should be able to answer that now. So, says Gemara, even if Rav Kahana was talking about Tumah Gemurah as far as Rishon V'Sheni, you cannot be poshet the suffix of Reish Lakish, because Kimu Baile Reish Lakish, Da Raisa. Reish Lakish, his whole suffix was, does Chibas HaKodesh make a Rishon and Sheni on a Daraisa level? That we don't know. Kikar Rina and Drabanan. All Rav Kahana was saying is that on a Drabanan level it does. That the fact that something is Chibas HaKodesh is enough to impact Rishon and Sheni on a Drabanan level. Okay, so now the new Mishnah, new discussion. A person commits to a Karban Mincha and brings a different, either in a different Kli or in a different number of Kalim, he does differently than what he committed to. Ha'omer Harei. machvas. The guy says, I'm going to bring a minchas machvas, vehevi b'marcheshes. And instead, he brings a minchas marcheshes in a different kli, or b'marcheshes vehevi b'machvas, the reverse. Mashe hevi hevi, so even though it was not the mincha that he committed to bring, so it's a different kabra mincha, so he brought a mincha that's valid, but v'yidei chavasa lo yotza, but he wasn't yotze yeschiyuv, meaning he committed to do something else. He's still got to live up to his commitment. But if he says, zola havi b'machvas, he says, this flower, this mincha, I'm going to bring in a machvas. Vehevi b'marcheshes, and he brought that very flower in the wrong pan, b'marcheshes vehevi b'machvas, harezu psula, then it's possible, because that flower was already nikva, to have been brought in a certain type of kli, and he brought in a different type of kli, the whole mincha is possible. Ha'omer harei lai shnei esronos, lahavi b'kli echad, if a guy says, I'm bringing two esronos of flower in one kli, that's what I commit to do, vehevi b'shnei kelim, and he brought the two esronos of flower in two separate kelim, or b'shnei kelim, he says, I'm going to do it in two, vehevi b'kli echad, mashehevi hevi, his carbon is a perfectly good carbon, but videch vasa lo yatza, he didn't do what he said he was going to do, and therefore he still has to do the carbon mincha with the right number of kelim as he initially committed. Elu b'kli echad, if he said, this flower I'm going to bring in one kli, vehevi b'shnei kelim, and instead he brought that flower in two kelim, b'shnei kelim vehevi b'kli echad, or he committed to bring it in two kelim and instead he brought in one kli, harei elu psulin, because when he committed to bring it b'kli echad, he was his neder was to be maktir only one kometz, and when he brought in shnei kelim, he was maktir two kometzim, and that's different than the neder that he said, and the reverse as well. When he said he was going to bring in two kelim and he brought in one kli, it turns out that this extra mincha where he only took one kometz instead of taking two kematzim. And in the first case where you said you're going to bring in one kli and brought in two kelim, there's another reason to pasul, because by not bringing it together, the mincha is chaser the fact that you brought it in the second kli, meaning it's missing whatever you brought in that second kli is missing from your korban mincha that you were supposed to bring. Harei alai shnei esronos, if a person says I'm going to bring two esronos of flour, lahavi b'kli echad, and I'm bringing them in one kli, vehevi b'shnei kelim, and so far it's the same case as the previous case, that he said he was going to bring in one kli, and he goes and he brings in two kelim, but then, here's where it changes, Amru lo, b'kli echad nadarta. Someone tries to correct him, and they say, hey buddy, remember you said you're going to bring in a one kli, and he kriven b'shnei kelim, and he ignored them, and he just did it anyway, in shnei kelim, psulin. Then it's going to be possible, then that korban is going to be possible, even though he didn't say, elu lahavi b'kli echad. He didn't say, I'm going to bring this flower in one kli, he just said, I'm going to bring it in one kli. And the reason for that is, because it's muchach that he's bringing this l'shem his neder, meaning by not saying no, don't worry, this is a different carbon, this is for something else. So you see that he intends to bring it l'shem this neder, and this is not the neder that he made. But b'kliyachad k'sherin, if he listens to their musar and then he brings it in one kli, so then it's going to be perfectly kosher. Harei alai shnei esronos lavi b'shnei kelim, if he commits to bring two esronos of flour in two kelim, vehevi b'kliyachad, and instead he brings them in one kli, and amru lo b'shnei kelim nadarta, and they try to correct him, and they say, no, you said you're bringing in two kelim. So kreven b'shnei kelim k'sherim. If he brings in two kelim, and he listens to them, great, then it's fine. But the son of the kli echad, if he puts it all in one kli, k'shtei menachas shenazarvu, then we treat it like two karbanos mincha that got mixed together, where if you're able to be komets on each one separately, good, you should do that, because meaning if they got mixed in a kli, but they got mixed in a way where clearly mincha A is on this side of the kli, and mincha B is on that side of the kli, so you take a kmitza from each one, so then you should do that. But if they got totally mixed together, where you're not able to be komets from each one separately, then they're taka going to be pasul. So it says more tzricha. The Mishnah has to tell me that you're not yotze when you're mishana from a machvas to a marcheshes, or vice versa, and that you're not yotze when you're mashana from one kli to another kli. That it's not self-evident that if one is true, the other is true. D'yashmin hachamais, if it only would have told me the din that when you change it from a machas to a marcheshes or vice versa, mishum da'amr v'machas v'kamais v'marcheshes, because you brought it in the wrong kli, aval hacha, but when it's only about the number of kelim, di'idividi b'machas, idividi b'marcheshes, where it's the same basic type of mincha, se'ema yidei nidronami yotze, I might have thought that you were even yotze your neder, because you kind kind of did what you said you were going to do. And he asked me in Hach, and if it only would have told me about the number of kelim, mishum to kapalagluhu, because you have the wrong amount. Aval hasam to lo palagbe. But when you just change from machas to marcheshes, you have the right amount of flour, the right amount of oil, you have everything in one place. Say hello, I would think it's not such a problem. Tzricha. Tan Rabbanan. The Brisa says that a person who changes from machas to marcheshes or vice versa, or from one cleat to two or vice versa, mashehevi, hevi, vide nidra lo yatsa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, afi de nidra nami yatsa. Rabbi Shimon holds, you're even yotze your neder. Not only is it a valid carbon, but one is even yotze the neder. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots at the bottom. Have a great day.